Daddy, how are you?
Oh, snap.
I'm how good, in the man. Heck are you? How is it, Daddy?
2 minutes. Got it.
How you doing, Daddy?
I'm good, man.
How's Memphis?
He's good. He's huge. He's, you know, 4.5 months old. We just took him to the doctor, and he weighs about 17 pounds. So he's he's a big kid. He was 9.5 pounds when he was born. So he's big.
So well, she's feeding him good. That's good.
Oh, he eats very well. Can't feed him enough.
That's awesome.
All I'm saying, you have to say the same thing I did to my kids. I'd look at him and I'd be like, now, that we're giving you those on loan.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
At this point, he eats every 2 hours. So it's just like, it's nonstop with him. But he's awesome.
You know, the fact that when I heard you make it easy, it's like, boy, that is just so typical Aldean to give everybody a left turn and do something nobody's expecting.
Well, you know, I think for me, man, that's I think we somewhat got away from that a little bit on the last couple albums where, you know, that's what I always love to do is sort of keep people guessing where you never know where we're going to go with the next song or the next album or whatever. And I feel like we started getting to the point where we were playing it a little bit safer than I like to. And, you know, and so I made it a conscious effort on this record to go back in and really, you know, find songs that allowed us to take the album in a lot of different directions and get back to that sort of anything goes mentality. And You Make It Easy was one of those. I mean, real bluesy kind of feel to it. And just, I don't typically record love songs, for one.
Right. Yeah.
Usually
exactly.
It's more heartache stuff, you know, the truth and things like that. So to do a love song and to have, you know, be a bluesy kind of thing like this, I think it was a different sound for us than people were used to hearing.
But it so fits into who and what you are.
Well, I think that's the thing. I mean, it's cool to do those things, but it still somewhat has to be believable and it has to be comfortable to what it is that you do. And so, you know, for me, my influences have always been so scattered out and we've always, you know, I've always been a fan of all kinds of music. So I'm comfortable singing those. I'm comfortable doing hip hop stuff or traditional country or rock or, you know, blues or whatever. So I think it still has to be believable and comfortable for you to sing those songs.
Well, it's just me, but if I'm thinking Aldean's going to do a love song, it's be a love song he could say over a glass of whiskey in a bar.
Straight
yeah,
up.
There you go.
Straight up. There's not a lot of wine drinking and candles being lit.
That's right.
Can't wait to have you back out of
Shoreline.
Yeah, and thank you guys.
And your middle act. Man, you are a genius when it comes to that stuff.
Hey,
well done. Luke Combs.
We spent a lot of time working on those, you know, people coming out on tour with us. We got a big blackboard that, you know, we start looking at guys and who we think is going to be the next one to really kind of blow up. And we looked and we thought it would be Luke Combs this year. And so far, so good. He's doing really well, so I'm excited to have him out.
Remember, we gave you one name. Did you write Ashley McBride's name down when
you
we gave
it to
you?
You wrote it down, right?
Yes.
All right.
I
was reading something on her the other day. So, yeah.
We'll
keep it up.
All right. See
Thank
you guys.
So
Thank
much,
you
so much, Jason.